Today's daf in Yerushalmi Berachot is daf Chof Dalet, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, and we're up to the second line. We were in the middle of the sugya of various things that the Gemara is questioning, whether it's mutter for a kohen to be mitameh lemetim. In some cases, questions d'oraita, some questions, most questions are to midrabbanan, to the tumat beit hapras, or to maschutz la'aretz. And now the question that is raised is, ma'u shi'itama kohen lichvod harabim. How about, the question over here is, if you have a vast seaboard that is coming, and you want to go to chutz la'aretz to be mekabel, that Sibor, we do have such a thing of which occurs, as the Haredim points out, when it comes to people that are coming to be bringing the Bikurim, so people would come out and would greet them. And the question is, well, there's an Indian to go for going even to Chutz La'aretz if necessary to greet them. Sitoni, Yusham Shtei Edrachim Matimot, Achat Rechoka Torah, Achat Krova Utmeya. Suppose you have rabbi that need to walk together to do a mitzvah. So it's Kiddush for you. And one of them is a little bit further, but there's no problem of Tumah. And the other one is closer, but let's say that it's a Beit HaPras, it goes through, one of the Tumah Drabonans, say that a Kever was Nechrashbo, or so on. So, Im Hayu Harabim Hochim Berachoka, Alef Berachoka. Someone who's walking with the Rabbi goes along with the Berachoka. He doesn't try to make a Kitzara that is Tameh, and he should be Mevater on other issues, like Zriza Magdime, and so on. But in love, if the rabbim are not taking the derek arukah, then even though he's a kohen, the korah like the krovah, even though it's passing to the beit hapras, chavod a rabbim, because there's an inyan to be mechuber to a rabbim who are doing a mitzvah. And to be mechabe the rabbim, you don't split from them, you walk along with them. Ad kedam, so what we learned so far from that brighter would be Tumah shel divrehem. The most it's talking about over there is a Beit HaPras. And the Gemara is saying that you're allowed to be mitameh in a Beit HaPras. Would you say such a thing? Afilu Tumah shel divrei Torah? Is there havamina there too? That you could be metame as a kohen b'chvod harabim, even if it's a diorita. Many mefarshim understand that the question of tumah diorita is not whether he can be metame with a vadai tumah b'chvod harabim, but the question is that when we're talking about over here, if it has tumah, and the tumah that we talk throughout the sugya there, and many sugyas, is tumah beis hapras. And there's two dinner in a beit hapras. There's a sodah shnei avad b'kever. So wherever you're halach, it's a sofik drabon, and normally we would say that if it's a mokum where there's more than the two people, so then it's a suffix in a tumen reshut harabim, it would be tar. And the rabbanu would go here that has a din, the whole place has a din of the beit hapras. The other din of the beit hapras is where the kever was completely ground under by the plow, and over there there's no question that there cannot be really a reasonable chashash of an etzem kisora that would be matame. So there were gozer here without any real basis on diorite, as many rishonim point out. And therefore the question over here is whether the heter that we're giving before the rabbim is a beit hapras shenech kever, where there's no even chash of a diorita, or shenevdo a kever, where at least it's based on the existence of tum diorita. So, madama Rabbi Zeira, based on what was said by Rabbi Zeira on this sugya, is that Godol kovad harabim shudocha mitzvah lo ta'aseh. So that means that he was docha a mitzvah lo ta'aseh ben ha'teira, and this would mean the suffix according to this approach. Sha'ah chas hada amra. If that's the comment that he made, so obviously it was understood that we're talking about a tumah that has a tzad d'oraita. So it would be a sodah shenev vadba kever. As far as saying that it would be mamish, a b'esedech aloisasa, that type of thing, we saw already before that the iser is not only an iser lotasa, according to many, as we said before, and it's also a chiev to remain tahor and to be kadosh. Rabbi Yena quotes Rabbi Yossi Gavila, who was quoting Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that ain shalina lachot lifnei mitatoshamid, because of the concept that we touched on briefly before of Loigl Rash, where people are being Oisik the mitzvah and Goshken Oisik the Torah in front of a maid where the maid cannot participate. So within our Ba'amot, you don't speak, as we know, in Divrei Torah. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan and Shaul Rabbi Anakumi Arsi, the Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yotzad. We know that there they were standing in front of the mita at the Kfura of Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yotzad. What would be the halacha if a person was Magdish Olatol B'Rekabayit, so that he wanted to be Makriv an Oila, and then after he makes the Oila, he says he wants to give the Oila to the B'Rekabayit? Is there any Chalos Kedusha on it? You know, so does he have to now buy it back in order to give the money to the B'Rekabayit, or is Bechlal it's not Pershusa, and he has no right to be Magdish it? Vumagivli Rabbi Yanai answered him. And he didn't tell him, what's the matter with you? How are we speaking here in front of the meat of Rishul Rabbi Rabbi Yitzhak? Says the Gemara Neymar, I mean, there's got to be, obviously it's not possible. We don't find anybody chelak and loy garash. Must be that they were standing kanavi rochi, it could be we're outside of our Bahamas, or it could be that it was talking about of a masculine lesidra that they had put in the meat of the mate into the Beis HaMedrash, and it was before the Hesped, and they were standing outside and they were discussing things. Okay, what about the case where Rabbi Yirmiyah Sha'al Rabbi Zeira coming with our Shul Bar Rabbi Yitzchak? We had him asking Alocha. So why can't we say the same thing, says the Gemara? Maybe he was outside of the Arba Amot, but maybe Karavi Karvi Lavi Magivai. Maybe he never would have answered him. He would have been Mocha. But he's not allowed to speak here. Okay, we're left without a clear eye on that. That there'd be any nafkaminas, probable that they took into consideration, either was inside of a different Rishonos or was outside of Arba Amot. Next, bright, Tan. Akatafim. People that are carrying the mita are also beninat sandal. Why? Not because of the din of avelut, but push because shema yifsok sandalo. What happens if the strap of the sandal falls off? Now he'll stop everyone for a second for him to be able to tie his sandal. We don't allow for a person to be ma'akev the asiyas ha-mitzvah, and therefore he should not put himself into such a matzah. Rabbi Zeira was once saying over the husband, and shrabidibura, all of a sudden, he was unable to speak. He had a TIA, and he fainted, and everybody thought that he had died. So atun bayon misgafne, so they wanted to spread him out on the ground, and they found ashkuchine. They found that he was able to speak to them at that point. And they thought they were about to go and to bury him, but he answered them instead. Amrulayos, they said to him, well, what happened? Okay, Amarlon, it's because I was over. It's magia to me. Since we had come to be masvi, Hashem v'chayitin elibo. There, I was thinking, v'chayitin elibo, what it says in the Gemara, that somebody is chayiv to be masvi to mate because he has to think about, is anybody going to be masvi to him? And when I thought that, oh my God, that there I am saying a hesped, and this is the way they're going to be masvi to me, God help me, I fainted. Halacha Beit continues the Eilat Commission. Kavruat Amit. So now we're actually the beginning of the parak had included the entire thing in the original Mishnah, but we didn't read that through because I pointed out we're going to have each piece analyzed separately. So Kavruat Amit v'chazru. They're now on their way back from the Kvura. If they could start and finish at least the first parsha, or maybe the first pasuk, as we'll see, is the Vamad Yomrim, the Babu. So if they can at least finish that, Achelo Yagil Shura, before they come to the Nicham Avelim that was done immediately after the Kvura, when the Avo passes between the people on either side, which is called the Shura, so then Yatchilu Itzgedai to start and to read as much as you can until you get up to the Shura. At that point, you have to stop in order to do the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. So that's what you should do. If not, the Imlav, there's not even enough time for that, then it's better lo yatchilu. Instead, do the nichum, and then do the whole Kriyat Shema properly. Of course, if we're talking about a place where you're not going to miss the Zman Kriyat Shema completely. So the question over here would be whether we would be docha Kriyat Shema d'oraisa for nichum avelim. If nichum avelim is a d'rabbanan, so then obviously you have to say Kriyat Shema. And this thing would only work if you have enough time left, at least, biyotze. Amdim b'shura, what's the halacha? So the ones that are actually in the shura that the avelim see, and those are the pnimim, the ones that can, sometimes the shura can be 5-6 people deep, and the avel passes between them can't see beyond the first row or two. So pnimim are pturim for kriyat shema because of being Yosef in the mitzvah. But the chitzonim that are essentially there in order to add a sense of presence and importance to the entire procedure, they're chayav in kriyat shema because by saying kriyat shema, they anyway are not really interrupting. Says the Gemara Tani in the bright that says in motzin at amet samuch l'kriyat shema. You have to be careful not to take out a mate at a time that you're going to be mavato people from kriyat shema. You should have the otzat amet an hour before, so that by the time it's close to nates, people will begin to read kriyat shema. Or you wait until after they finish davening nates in order, there should be enough time to say kriyat shema to him before the funeral. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Kavuot amet v'chazru that if there was enough time to read kriyat shema and so on and so forth, and if not, not. So according to the Braita, you're not supposed to be motzi the mate in such circumstances. So what do we make a Mishnah to celebrate a case where people do things wrong? That's not a norm. Answers the Gemara Tiftor, well, you can explain that the Mishnah was referring to people, Be'ilad Avis Savran to Idbeana. People thought that they had enough time to be Kriyat Shema after the Kvura, and it turned out that it was a long Levaya and there was a lot of Espadin. And let be honest, it turns out that there was no time. Now, what exactly do you do about balancing Hesped with Kriyat Shema Tfilah as opposed to the Shura? Tana. So says the Braita, Hesped v'cholo sukim be'hesped, if one is giving hesped, or everyone that is sitting there listening to the hesped, they have to be mafsik with kriyat shema for a moment, but ain mafsik and with tefillah, they're not mafsik for tefillah, because if in the case of the tefillah, of this particular tefillah is derabbanan. Kriyat shema is the oraita. Ma'aseh haya v'sika rabotenu l'kriyat shema u'letefillah. It was once a ma'aseh from rabotenu, and they disagreed with the braita, and they were mafsik v'bum. V'tanina. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah, yecholim la'atchil v'ligmor, only then should you begin, and if not, not? So from there, apparently, we should understand that if you're doing something for nicham avelim, so then you're putter mikriyat shema. So why aren't we pottering the mosque for the people that are being Isaac Basket, either for whatever that din is, whether it's, I mean, that's a question. Is it covered for the mace? Is it covered for the other? But whatever the basis is, how come it says over here that you should be mafsik for Kriyat Shema? And says the Gemara Matnit and the Mishnah where it says that your putter from Kriyat Shema is talking about on the way back from the funeral, which is Biyom Rishon. And Biyom HaRishon, it's a, as we learn from the Pasuk Vachritaki Yomar, that's the Iker Din of the Tsar of the Avel. So over there, it's very, very important to do that Amida B'Nechama in the Shura. Umada Tanitana Mashenkin in the Braita, where it says that the Maspid should be Mafsik. According to those Shitas, they are referring to Yom HaShini, the start of the second day of the Avelus, and over there it's not a diorite. Okay, so we've learned then that you should not begin Kriyat Shema unless you're going to be able to finish before you get to the Shura. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Avodini, there are other things that have to do with your hashara about whether you're going to be able to finish. So for instance, if a guy walks into shul, so Zesha Nichlas Beit HaKnesset, and he finds that the tzibur has already started saying Shmona Esrei. If he knows that he is able to start and complete his Tfilat Amidah, and he will be able to finish before the Shliach Tzibur begins Azoras Hashad, and that way he'll be able to say Amen with him, with the Tzibur, so then you should begin Yitpala. But if not, Al Yitpala, since if he starts davening now, he will not be able to daven with the Tzibur, then the daven meaning that he should be able to say at least the brachas that are chashuvas with the Tzibur, so we know that the Gemara is going to discuss what that means in a moment. If he won't be able to say Amen, he shouldn't daven. Now, when we say won't be able to answer Amen, which Amen are we referring to? Is it the very beginning? What is it referring to? So it's a machlokes of Trein Amunai. Chad Amar Amen Shela El HaKadosh. So over there, that's the first closure, so to speak, because it completes the entire first three brachas, which are the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other one says it means the Amen of Shomea Tefillah, because there too, it's like the closing of all of the bakashas in the middle as one. Omar Rabbi Pinchas, the truth is they're not arguing. The question is, what tefillah we're talking about? Mandi Amar Amen Shela HaKadosh is referring to Shabbos, where there is no so bracha of Shomea Tefillah. The man Yomar Shomea Tefillah is referring to Bechol. So over there, he needs to be able to daven by the time he's able to also answer Shomea Tefillah. Even if he had a chance to say Bechol HaKadosh, he's chayavim both of them. Tony, Reb Yedomer, getting back to the Shura. In a case where you kulam b'shura achat, suppose there's not more than one person deep. In other words, they've spread out so that everybody is basically facing the Ovo in terms of the difference between the Pnimiyim and the Chitzonim. Now, the ones who had been Chitzonim, the people that have come to the Levaya that the Aveil don't really know and so on, and now they are spread out, and they're also in the front, but they're at the end of the row and so on. So those who are Omdim Mishum Kavod are Chayavim. Those who are Omdim Mishum Avel Paturim. So the ones who are just there to give honor, they don't really know anybody. So they are Chayav because their Nichumim are not really valuable to the Ovo. The ones who have come and know the Ovo, they're there in order to really be Menachem the Ovo. So they are close friends, relatives, and so on. They are important, and they're therefore Paturim. They should not say Kriya Shema. Okay, there's obviously a different Shita because the Mishnah that said before Chitzonim and Pnimiyim was a question of those that are being Isaac in the Mitzvah, even if they don't know him. Your duly spoke. Suppose they were about to begin a Hesmon, and now it also becomes Kriyat Shema times. They are in Panim. Those who are looking directly at the Aveil are part. But you ain't none ro'in Panim. Those are Chayim. Now this is similar to the way we learned that it depends on Pnimiyim or Chitzonim, and not why it is that they happen to have come. According to this, Havei, it turns out, because basically, originally what used to be is that the Avel used to walk himself between the Menachamim, and afterwards they changed, which is the Minhag today, afterwards they changed it that the Avelim would stand still, and the Menachamim walk, and therefore we have different brightot that fit in different ways into this Minhag. So it turns out, Havei, that how did the Tanina, Omdim B'Shura Pnimiyim Pturim V'Chitzonim Chayavim, that, and this, added the Tani, furthermore, in the bright that we brought before, Omdim, Mishum Kavot Chayavim, Mishum Avel Piturim, all of those were said according to the original Minhag. It was the Mishnah Rishayna, where the Menachemim would stand still and the Avelim would walk between them. That's why they used the word Omdim, so that the Menachemim themselves were Omdim. But he hide it to Minhag Tamat, Inkin, where we have in Sanhedrin, where it talks about a Kohen Gadol, and what does he do when he goes to be Menachem? Kishum Machemet Achirim, the Derech Kol Ha'am of Rim Zacharzeh. So everybody else is over in front of the Avelim, and the Mumuneh is Mimatzo. The Sgam of the Kohen Gadol is called the Mumuneh. He sees to it that the Kohen Gadol is between him and the people. Beino Levena'am. So that means that in standing between, in other words, the Kohen Gadol is on the right, and the Sagan is on his right, next to the Avo, and everybody else is further out. But it turns out that that is the Mishnah Achrona. The Avelim actually stands still, the Menachemim are walking. Omer Rebbe Chanina Berishonah used to be the history of this story of the change of the Minhag, is that Berishonah Yumishpachot Omdot V'Avelim Ofrim. It used to be that the Menachemim would stand still, and the Avelim would walk, and then Misha Rabat Tacharut Betziporim, when they became so crazy with questions of honor, of who goes first, where, in Tziporim. So there, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta was mitaken shiyu mishpachot ovrot va'avelim omdim. So the Mishnah Achrona is to see to it that the Menachemim should be the ones that walk, and that way they wouldn't come lidei machloket. Because what that would mean is that the question of it was like a reviewing stand, you know. So the originally it was the shaila of who gets to sit on the closest and on this reviewing stand. I mean, it turned into something ridiculous, like a parade. So when they used to be so makpid on each other, so Rabbi Yosef and Chalavta made it that actually the Avela Brahim, they don't have time for games, and everybody else would walk, and that they didn't have time to set anything up, they just walked coming back from the Kfura. And that's what we were referring to before. According to the Mishnah Chrona, the Avelim stand still, and the Menachamim are Ofrim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, the Tosefta, that actually you should know at the end it went back in the other direction, which is why sometimes we refer to the previous minhag as the first minhag and sometimes as the last minhag. So chazu advarim liyoshnan, and actually the menachamim would be imdim, the avelim would be the ones who would walk b'neihem. And it could be that maybe people stopped this kind of business, people stopped fighting, or maybe the avelim started fighting. Okay, at Kedon Betum Shot Divraim like a beta pras where it was Nidash by Kever. Would you say the same thing? I feel the Tumashumi Divrei Tera, such as a beta pras, was off the boat Kever? Well, when Madame Reb Zira perhaps more outside of Abrahama, so could have him mask in Leila Sudra. Well, what about Rabbi Yirmiyah? Was Shalom Rabbi Zira coming out of the Rishon Bar of Yitzchak? Same thing, we could say. Name could have him Rochik, Abim Magivle, could have him Karav, Abim Magivle. Tony, Hakatafim Asurim Benilata Sandal in general, Shema, Yifsok Sandalot Shalachad B'yem, and that way is Mitakev, the mitzvah. Rabbi Zira, Shara B'dibura, Otan boy miskafino vashkachino yani. Omrulay, well, what happened to you? Maokin. Omaron lochendi atino nal shem vachai ten alibo. Halochabed. Kavruata made for chazu. Im yecholim lahat chivu ligmorat shalo yagiyu lishura yat chivu. Vim lav lo yat chivu. Omdim bishra pnimim pturim vachitzonim chayavim. Tani, in Motzina Tamed Samuch Lukriyat Shmelim, Kinigdimu Sha'achat O'ichriyu, Sha'achat Kedei Sheikru V'Yipalonu, Vatanina Kovrua Tamed Fazru, Tipater Be'elad Avi Savran, Dit Be'yana, Velet Be'yana. Tani, Ha'espet, V'chola Uskim Be'espet, Mavsikin Lukriyat Shma, B'nein Mavsikin Litvila. Ma'aseh Aya, V'hifsiku Rabotenu Lukriyat Shma, and Litvila. I have a taninim yechulim latchil v'ligmor matnit abiyom rishon madatani tan abiyom hashini. Amishu baravodimi zeshu nichmas bet akreze matzanom dim v'itparodim im yodei avehu matchil v'gomrat shelo yatchil shviat zibor kidei lanot acharav l'mein, which one we'll see in a minute, yitpalel v'im lav al yitpalel be'iz amin amrun trein amuroyin charam rabemin shel kel hakadosh. Is the Mishnah Achreina? How did it turn it? On Dim Shum Kavod Chayvim Shal Avo Petur. Mishnah Rishona. How did it turn it? Amon. Kishehu Benachemet Acherim Derek Kol Am Ovrim Zeh Zeh LaMemune Mimatzo Bino Levin Am. That's the Mishnah Achreina. Rishona. Am Rabbi Chaim Rishona Yemishpachot Omdot VaAvelim Ovrim Mishra Batacharut BeTziporin Itchin Rabbi Yosef Ben Chalavta. שהמשפחות עוברות והאבנים עומדים. אומר רבי שמעון דתוספתא, חזרו הדברים ליושנן.